One of you already writing in to talk about a story that is upcoming a little bit later on in the show. And in fact, this is what we are kicking off with first. It's all about the UIF and the 100 billion rand surplus that sits in that fund. It's a very valuable surplus to have, isn't it? Because all working people in South Africa are, of course, required to contribute towards that fund. And the unemployment insurance fund, therefore, sees to our needs when we are retrenched, perhaps we're injured for a particular time and are not unable to work. Perhaps you're pregnant, you go on maternity leave for a few months and you require, some sort of supplementation of your salary. That is what happens. It comes out of the UIF. And once you go back to work, your normal salary is paid to you as before. But of course, this fund that is sitting with 100 million rand, because not everybody claims UIF all the time, means that it's potentially something that the unions could look at, together with business rescue practitioners who are looking at South African Airways and how they can prevent the doom that appears to be approaching at that airline. Essentially, they've been talking about the fact that retrenchments are basically inevitable if the turnaround of that airline is about to happen. And with that reality on the cards, South African business rescue practitioners, we're told by independent newspapers, has approached the Unemployment Insurance Fund to look at using that 100 billion rand surplus to fund those retrenchments. In other words, stave them off using the money from the UIF. Can it work? Well, people have different stances on this. There are people like Business Unity South Africa who think it's workable. Presidency is considering it. The president himself doesn't think it's a terrible idea. Have the unions been part of this discussion? How do they feel about it? Well, we're about to find out from the president of the South African Cabin Crew Association, Zazi Nsibanyoni Mungambi. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, Zazi. First of all, I believe the talks have been going on in regard to the possibility of digging into the UIF surplus to be able to prevent retrenchments at SAA. How do you feel about that possibility?
Joanne, I think once again, as has been historically, we are finding out once again, like the general public. This came to our attention via the media as well. We were not informed, we're not consulted on this particular move, nor have we actually been consulted on most of the decisions that have been taken to date. And so we have no idea why the business practitioners approached the UIF. They haven't given us a rationale. We actually had a meeting with them 2 days ago where they basically told us of the scenarios that they presented a while back that we feel we should have known much earlier. And we believe Labour is basically not being consulted. We are left behind in this particular process, and we're seeking legal advice on this.
So this is an interesting stance that you're taking, because on the face of it, one may think that you'd be in favour of it, given that there are potentially 900 jobs at risk here. And this action is possibly being taken to stave off the loss of those jobs.
Joanne, look, UIF is not the issue for us. I mean, they're approaching the UIF. All I'm saying to you is that this is the first time we've heard about it. I think the proper thing that should have been done is they should have sat Labour down, engaged us on the rationale behind it. I mean, we haven't concluded the issue of the numbers. We don't understand their full plan. And today we walk into a meeting and we are told that there's certain routes that are cancelled. And as Labour, we are not involved. We have not been consulted. Hence, in the beginning, we did say to you, we question the independence of the business rescue practitioner. Labour and the employee committee in general is shocked by the current developments, because we are finding out as everybody else is.
I take your point that you're unhappy about having been excluded from these initial discussions, and certainly that's not fair if that is what has happened. But tell me this, how do you feel about the plan in principle? Do you think the plan itself is workable?
Which plan, Joanne?
The plan to dig into the 100 billion rand UIF surplus, or is that simply something that you simply consider out of hand as unworkable?
No, I don't think. I mean, at the end of the day, Joanne, our first prize was to minimise the amount of job losses. We believe we shouldn't even find ourselves in this particular position. We believe the current move is actually states that there's a plan, they finalized it. And we believe that there was a better plan that could have been taken. So in terms of the UIF, yes, that's public money. Our members have contributed to that particular fund. Yes. But we are just saying that we don't understand the rationale. We don't understand why this is the only plan and why we've been left out. The UIF, I mean, we need to understand exactly the conditions that they've put and why they've asked for it. We are still waiting for answers from the business rescue practitioner. So we'll comment further on that once we have a solid start.
I mean, clearly the unions have been giving this some thought on their own, and you've been thinking about what sort of alternative there is to retrenchments yourselves. What sort of plan have you come up with that may either equal this plan in its implementation or perhaps even surpass it?
Joanne, I think we stated initially where Solidarity, NUMSA and SACA engaged with Riani Jahan and other experts around joint ventures with various African airlines like Ethiopian, Mauritius and Kenyan, which were pretty much on the table and that were viable and doable. And we believe that would have been a much better plan that would have seen the growth of South African Airways and a sort of intra-African collaboration that would have worked for Africa and South African Airways in particular. So that's the plan we wish the business rescue practitioners would have really taken time to really scrutinize and have a fair look at it with open minds and engage these particular individuals to see whether it's viable. We believe at this point this has not been done.
But if you put yourself into the shoes of those potential investors, Zazi, does SAA still look like such an attractive option? I mean, look at all the political interference that's occurred over the years. Look at what looks to be just a lack of confidence in the economy generally, lack of confidence in the country's leadership to bring the country back from the economic brink. So, I mean, as an investor, is it something you would want to buy into?
No, look, I mean, I understand where the lenders are coming from. And I think, Joanne, we have been making noise about this for many, many years, and we find ourselves in this particular situation. I mean, now it's like Express is going through the same issue. We're going through the same issue. SOEs in general are in a complete and utter mess. So we understand the positions of lenders and their finances, but the plan that we have did not rely so heavily on lenders. It had to do with a plan that would see, you know, a joint commitment between all these particular airlines with a clear plan that would not have necessitated such financial output. So that's what we believe, and it's a pity the business rescue practitioners have excluded us from this entire process.
What is the kind of role you would see yourself playing in the future? Were they to actually bring you into the fold or take you into their confidence in order to have your contribution to what potentially could solve this problem?
Joanne, we've lost complete faith in this particular business rescue practitioner. Initially, we had asked him to sort of get as many minds on board so that we can find a way to actually save, not just restructure the business. If you want to save the airline, you actually need to look at how you're going to grow it, what is the future plans, and we have not seen that anything of the sort to date. So we are saying we do not have faith in this particular business rescue practitioner, and we're currently seeking legal advice on what to do going forward.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking to us, Zazin Sibanyoni Mungambe. She is the president of the South African Cabin Crew Association.